This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, author, speaker, and president of Eagle Forum, a grassroots organization giving voice to conservative and pro-family values. Washington University in St. Louis recently awarded her its highest honor, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
An Illinois high school teacher was recently disciplined for informing his students that they have a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. The students were asked to take a survey that included obnoxious questions about drug and alcohol use. The survey was not anonymous. Each student's name was printed at the top of his paper. The survey was designed to associate the students' names with their responses so that school officials could determine which students might require therapy or so-called extra help. The teacher who told the students they have Fifth Amendment rights should have been recognized as a hero. Instead, he was punished by the school board. He was assigned a list of probationary actions to complete. Only one school board member opposed the punishment. I think the board's decision was unacceptable. Schools should not punish teachers for informing students about their constitutional rights. The school superintendent had an appalling justification for punishing the teacher. He publicly stated that there was no Fifth Amendment issue at hand, but students were being asked about drug and alcohol use, and for a high school student to admit use of drugs or alcohol is admitting to breaking the law. That's precisely what the Fifth Amendment protects us from doing. School officials should not be punishing those who teach our children about the Bill of Rights. Teachers should understand and respect and teach kids about the U.S. Constitution. The school's attack on the Constitution also encroached on the rights of parents. It is the parents' duty, not the government's, to make sure that children are free from substance abuse. Caring parents should be the ones to help teenagers steer clear of destructive behavior, not government employees. And parents could serve this role if schools would not keep interfering and pretending that the village should raise the child instead of his own parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna. Our guests today are Dr. Paul Byrne and Bernice Jones. The website is lifeguardianfoundation.org. And I was just amazed. I was just so irritated when you said, told us what the clerk at the DMV said to you about second chances. Oh, I hope you told her exactly what you thought about her suggestion that you needed to be educated.
Well, at that time, I didn't know about that part of it, but since then, I've checked into it. And the state of Ohio has a committee that decides what happens with those second chance funds. And the committee is the chairman of every legislative committee in the state of Ohio. So it's not a citizens committee. It's a legislators committee. Made up of the chairman of the legislative committees in the two houses. And yes, I did go to the legislature in Ohio, and when the Uniform Anatomical Gift Act was being considered, and they did allow me to present testimony about the Uniform Anatomical Gift Act, what it results in, and the like. And of course, they were polite to me. So then when they had hearings again, 2 weeks later, I went back and they said, well, we usually don't allow anyone to testify more than once. And so they said, since you're a doctor, we'll let you give your testimony, for a second time. And I thought to myself, well, I'm glad that you allow me to give testimony again. But why should it be so different for a doctor than for any citizen of the United States and why, of the state of Ohio? And then why should it be limited to only one time can you give testimony when they had hearings that extended over time, and there were other things that I thought needed to be said to them. As it all turned out, that was at a Senate committee, and every senator in the state of Ohio voted for the bill except one senator, who was a black senator, and it seemed to me like maybe she understood what I was talking about, and I don't mean to say anything about her or anybody of whatever their race is, but maybe she understood what I was saying better than anybody else because of experiences of her ancestors. But she was the only vote against it. And in the state of Ohio, every representative voted for that bill, that Uniform Anatomical Gift Act that makes it so that it's presumed that everyone in the state of Ohio intends to be an organ donor, and it's simply not true. And it's presumed that they can do everything and anything to you to determine if your organs can be given to somebody else and then to get it all lined up for them. And and Bernice was mentioning how they look at the patient and size them up for organs. They don't do just looking at them. You know, part of the treatment, so-called treatment, so often is to do CAT scans and MRIs of the whole body, even though it's just the head that's injured. And what that's all about is to get a more exact size of your heart, more exact size of your liver, so it's more likely to fit into the recipient that they find. And these things are going on. Yes, I'm able to find them out because I am a physician. I can find them out. And so, yes, Deanna, you have access to the networks, and you give us a chance to express these things. And yes, I do go to talk wherever people invite me, and I do teach these things all over the United States, literally all over the world. But, you know, nobody pays attention to that one doctor. You know what? He has no power. The power is other places, and many people understand where the power is. And the power in all of this is the multi-billion-dollar organ transplantation business. I saw one place where they estimated that 60% of medical school budgets revolve around organ transplantation. It's huge money, and the general public's kept from learning the truth about this. They just get bombarded with commercials on the radio, on the television. You see them every place on the billboards. Give the gift of life, and no one in these things, they forget that the gift of life comes only from the Creator. And when someone gives their heart, or someone more likely takes their heart, they take the life away. They say that unconscious person has less right to life than this other strong person who's lobbying, might even have a special title or a special pass that's lobbying to get their heart. And these kinds of things are going on, and our government was set up on inalienable rights to life and to liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Those are the rights, those are gifts from the Creator. Our government was set up by that, but as it has gotten to where it is now, if you're unconscious and on a ventilator, the hospital is obligated to call the organ procurement organization and get them involved. The HIPAA law has that obligation put into it, and they can do it without your permission. And not only can they do it, they must do it, and they can use your organs without your permission because of how it's set up. Yes, they get permission from somebody, but it isn't always you yourself, and it isn't always your relatives, because the law has been tested. If your wife or your mother happens to be at the store to buy pork chops and not at home, they go to a descending class of persons, and eventually it gets down to the hospital administrator. Or in the case of Jahi McBath, since the mother wouldn't say yes to organ transplantation, then the coroner gets involved, and then even then, the coroner has declared that Jahi is dead. Jahi's not dead. Jahi's in another place getting treatment, and she's not getting the things that are done to a corpse by a funeral director. That's an embalming. She's not getting that. She's finally getting some good treatment, and I can't tell you how long Jahi is going to live, or how long Deanna is going to live, or Bernice, or me, but I can tell you this much, the people's names that I just mentioned are very much alive, and yes, we can do some things to still protect and preserve our life. Jahi is completely dependent on her mother, and the medical profession to protect and preserve her life. And the only way that could be done was to get her out of the hospital where she was. And yes, she's doing better where she is because she's getting some kind of treatment.
Well, sure.
Where she was originally, no treatment for and no food. No food for 3 weeks.
Oh my goodness. All righty, we are going to a break. We will be back in 3 minutes, and then we'll take some phone calls, and we'll take John when we come back.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guests today are Dr. Paul Byrne and Bernice Jones. The website is lifeguardianfoundation.org, and we do have some callers lining up. Let's take John in Tennessee. John, welcome.
Hello, Deanna. Hi, Bernice, doctor. You answered my question while I was on hold, but I want to take this in an area, and if you're able to answer it, that's great. If not, I can understand. You may not even be aware of it. But they have become very good growing ears on the back of mice at medical schools throughout the country. And, Doctor, back in 07, I heard a presidential debate. Giuliani was talking about hybrid military, and it sent me on a search where I discovered the whole idea of the transhuman agenda. And I'm wondering if it's not basically that we really have become an organ farm. It's interesting that when they take organs, they call it harvesting the organs. I noticed that the hospital here in Nashville, Baptist Hospital, merged with St. Thomas and came out with billboards talking about heart care tailored to your DNA, cancer care tailored to your DNA, where they have become so well-versed in adapting and changing chromosomes and tweaking the strain that they're actually coming to the point where they're attempting for the elite to be able to cheat death. I'd like to get both yours and Bernice's thoughts on that.
Well, first of all, yes, you do mention advances in medicine, and I think you're a physician, and so yes, we are aware of advances, and many of them I'm very proud of. And if the advances in medicine are done for you as a patient, that's tremendous. But everything that's done to the one that they take the organs from is done for the sake of the organs, which is for someone else. And so if the treatments are for that person, that's tremendous, and we commend the medical profession for how many great things that have occurred. But while this is the advances are going on, this other thing that's going on, which is the multi-billion-dollar industry of organ transplantation, which is dependent on getting healthy organs from living persons. There are no organs you can transplant from a cadaver. Can you get some tissues from a cadaver? Yes, there are some tissues that are more resistant to deterioration, like heart valves or bone from a cadaver, and use that in some way. But you can't get a heart or a whole liver for transplant from a cadaver. Every time a heart is transplanted or a whole liver is transplanted, it comes from a living person. And once that liver and heart is cut out, the living person becomes a cadaver, becomes a dead body, and that's done by the medical profession. And when I give talks about this, I show the beginning of a transplant and show to the audience the beating heart when they cut into the chest as they begin the transplantation, show the beating heart, and then they seem to catch on. They have to see it in order to catch on. Well, you don't need to see everything to know the difference, but you can ask. Jahai's mother is Jahai dead, and she'll tell you no, and so can everybody else who's around her. And Jahai, and then the other one that's going on in the country is the young lady in Texas who is pregnant and carrying a baby. She's not the first one to have a baby, to be pregnant, have this declaration put on her, but she continues to live, the baby continues to live. The longest survivor that I've seen under those circumstances, there's one that was 107 days after the declaration, the false declaration of brain death, and all those declarations of brain death are false so far as true death is concerned, but one lady went 107 days until she delivered a healthy baby. Now, it's not someone who's dead who can carry a baby in their womb. That's a mother who carries a baby in the womb, and there's no man can do that, by the way. It's only a mother, and And so, yes, the mother, fathers too, love their children. And so Jahai's mother spoke up for Jahai. And yes, I did go there to be supportive of Jahai and her mother because I felt that the medical community had deserted her. And so that's why I went. Jahai is very much a living person. And anybody that can see her can tell the difference. And she's alive. And whether she can show to somebody that she can take a breath on her own, or whatever else they want to set up, isn't it awful that somebody unconscious with a head injury has to prove that their brain is functioning or somebody's going to declare them brain dead so they get their organs? How shameful it is that this is going on. And it's not just at that hospital. I'm not against that hospital where Jahai, was. I'm not against the medical profession. I'm ashamed of what the medical profession has done so far as brain death and organ transplants. They've given away their knowledge and information. They did a survey of all the neurologists in the United States at the leading neurological institutes, and there was no agreement as to which set of criteria to use. And so then they said, is it based on science? And it was shown it's not based on science. And so then what did they do? They just made up another set of criteria. And that was determined whether it was good or not, not from experiments on dogs, not from evaluations of patients, but a group of doctors sitting around saying, yes, pay attention to that, or no, don't pay attention to that. They just made it up. And that's what the kind of criteria that were used to declare Jahai McMath brain dead. It's not okay. Based on science. It was based on what some doctors say, yeah, and I don't mean to
profit,
put them down.
Based on profit, and which is a terrible thing. We do have some other callers with questions. I'm sorry to interrupt, but let's take Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, welcome.
Good day, y'all. Doctor, I really appreciate your efforts, and it might be helpful as a suggestion if someone would tape one of your presentations and you could sell it as a DVD, because there's a lot of us that really couldn't afford to bring you into town. But this isn't something I'm sure you've looked into, but this is something that I think could be happening, and I just want to put it out there as a what if, because you said there's a lot of money that is going to support this stuff. Well, you know, one way they launder dirty money is by mixing it with insurance money that moves from account to account.
Oh, whoops, we are going to a 3-minute break. Sherry, you're welcome to stay over. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome back. All righty, Sherry, you were talking about the laundering of money.
Yeah, and this is just a what if, but I think it's possible because this is actually discovered by a few attorneys down in Texas on some deaths that the and it ended up that the people high up in the state bar were involved, and some people at insurance companies, but not all the insurance people. But we know that in the financial oversight, we don't have enough on that because you see banks launder dirty money all the time, and insurance companies. And since the laws are so uniform. And I've also heard you on Catherine Albrecht's show, and I heard her say that 8 to 10 of these, just the heart transplant aspect of these, are generally done a day, and not to mention the lungs and the liver and the kidneys and stuff. So, you know, there's no oversight. So how do we know this isn't another aspect of this, and why these laws got put in so universally?
Yes. Well, what you say, Sherry, is so important, and I thank you greatly for that. To respond to your comment about making it available, if you go to lifeguardianfoundation.org, there are a number of presentations there. The one that's called at the Fatima Center, Fatima is in the name of it. You can see the beating heart if you'll just take the time to listen to it. And then you know, also my writings are at renewamerica.com, where I've written a number of articles there. So far as you mentioned, couldn't afford to have me speak. I've never charged anyone to speak any place. Now, if
but you're getting your expenses.
I go. Now, if they pay for my transportation or give an honorarium, I don't turn it down. But I've anytime anybody's contacted me and asked me would I speak, I say yes, and I don't ask them for anything. So it isn't if somebody hasn't heard me speak or hasn't invited me to speak. It's not because I charge too much, because I've never charged anything. And so far as going to take care of Jahai, that was my personal money that I spent to go there and do what I could to help her. And I got to tell you, I can't afford to do that very often. And I don't know that I could afford to do what I did. But it seemed to me like somebody had to go there to help her, so I did that. And this program is really not about me. It's about you. It's about every one of you. You need to learn about these things. You need to stand up for your own life. You need to stand up for your children's life, for your relatives, your friends, your neighbors. And you need to be informed about these things and know about them. And, yes, thanks, Deanna, for having us on the program. And Bernice's story is so true. Her son was killed by the medical profession. Not by the accident that happened to him. He would have survived if he had that same injury and was our military. He would have gotten good treatment and survived. But it's what happened. And there is no justice. There's no way to retaliate because the laws all protect people
yes.
that are involved in all of this. And
indeed.
They're written to protect them, not you.
But, Doctor, you're a good man. Thank you for all your effort.
Indeed. Indeed. All righty. Thank you, Sherry. Let's take Ed real quick in Dallas. Ed?
Hello, Deanna?
Hi. Yes. Go ahead.
Yes. I wanted to ask Bernice if she has done any litigation in the matter since 1999.
No.
None at all?
No.
Okay.
Let me comment. No one will take the case.
I had a really bad. I really had a bad attitude.
They have to stand up. Whoever takes it has to stand up against the legal profession, against the medical profession. And so, how do you get somebody that's willing to do that? It was 12 years ago or whatever it was, 13 years ago, and was it killing her son? Yes, it was killing her son. Where's a lawyer that's going to take that on? That we haven't located, but it isn't just...
Well, let me give you an idea.
Let
me give you an idea of what can be done. Okay, right now we're trying to, very diligently, we've recognized how important it is to have a common law court operating, meaning a law court operating, because there are none in the United States at all. None, not one. And so we realize that it's very important that our law courts come back, and it is time for them to come back. And if the lady will keep all of her evidence and make sure you keep up with the people that were involved with the death, then whenever a common law court gets seated and recognized by some county, and that's what we're pushing for, then her case can go before a common law court and be adjudicated, and they cannot reject it. They have to take the case. And I don't know how long it's going to take us to get those courts, but there's no statute of limitation on murder. And so she will be able to take her case, I don't matter when, into a common law court. As long as the people are living that were participating in the death of her son, they can be tried and sentenced.
Bernice, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I have to tell you, to me it is so simple. My son was alive. brain death meant nothing to us then, and most certainly after studying it, it makes absolutely nothing to me now. I want everybody to understand how ludicrous this is. My son was alive. He was legally declared dead. 20 hours later, they're having to give him paralyzing drugs to perform a living dissection on him. I want you to think about the words organ donor. My son did not donate his organs to anyone. I want you to think about the words gift of life. My son did not gift his organs to anyone. They were stolen from him. He was killed. My son, excuse me, my son, his body, his life was destroyed. This is how simple it is to me. And for some reason, nobody wanted to listen to me. I had a really bad attitude, you see, because the gift of life was a lie. Brain death was a lie. And organ donation is the vehicle that is used. And how ironic, and I say this specifically because you sign up at the DMV, and truly, this is the vehicle used to take possession of persons. And this is the reason why I will keep saying it until my last breath or my last heartbeat, is if I could speak about this, that maybe somebody will listen out there, and they will stand up against this. So I applaud anybody who wants to stand in the gap against this evil. And if this could be done, I'm all for it. I wanted first-degree murder charges brought against my son. You see, this was murder. If you're alive, and if you are killed, and I have the documents to prove it, what's the problem? The problem is the Uniform Determination of Death Act. It is an open-ended law that was put into effect so that there would not be the necessity for any so-called criteria. And I will ask again, how can there be a criteria for a fictitious declaration of death? The whole thing is so ludicrous. And when I started studying this, I just couldn't believe it. When the 13 who were all transplant enthusiasts came together in 1968, they would try to develop a coined term to give a person who was in a coma a coined term to call them dead, and they called it irreversible coma. And I remember when I asked about this, am I reading this wrong? Or were they saying that a person in a coma was dead? And the response was, yes, it was that simple. That simple. That this is that simple, that all we would use is a coined term, brain death, to falsely declare somebody dead when they're alive, which falsely, my son's death certificate records 20 hours prior to his true death, that he was dead.
Okay, we're going to a commercial. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
All righty, we are back. Our guests today are Dr. Paul Byrne. Oh, Bernice, every time I hear your story, I just, being a mom myself, it just, I just don't know how you, well, I just applaud you for what you've done since this happened to you, since this happened to your family, since this happened to your wonderful son, Brandon.
Well, Delina, I was almost immediately after losing Brandon, having to come to this reality, and the way I did, the only reason why I'm speaking out is I just keep hoping and I just keep praying that people understand when a person's alive, there is the hope. The Spirit of God resides. And there is hope. And don't give up on that hope. St. Peter said, listen to no man. I have hung on to so much of the Word of God now, like I never did before.
Sure.
I have clung to Christ. And I truly believe it is in our suffering that we are drawn to Him. And it is in our suffering and hanging on to Him at the feet of Jesus, at the cross of our salvation, this is where our strength is. It is Him, and He's worth it. And every one of His children, you, Deanna, every human person is His creation. And oh, how the Creator loves each and every person. And He says, I will never forget you. The mother in the womb may forget you, but He said, I will never forget you. See, I have written you on the palm of my hand.
Right.
How we are loved. And this is what we need to draw to. You know, we are a country that was founded on the principles of God. The principle of Judeo-Christian heritage that was stripped from us. They took God out of all of our education, all academic levels.
Sure. It's all and about profit and greed, and it's just unbelievable what has happened.
And it's still unbelievable to me, you know.
Yes, of course.
In speaking to the caller when he said that there are no statutes of limitation for murder. Well, you know, we have, I want to say, I'm not going to try to defend anybody in this, but we have all been deceived. When I found out that physicians, and they are rising up, and they have been in the last several years, they are coming to this understanding. We have good people in government. We have good people in the, you know, in the general population. We have all been deceived. We've all been brought to this place.
Oh, of course. Even in Wikipedia, somebody sent a Wikipedia. Let's see, it's about the uniform anatomical gift. And they say that it is the making of anatomical gifts of one's cadaver. I mean, everybody is fooled by the language, by the misinformation that is out there. They think that they're doing something good after they are dead, and it certainly is not the case. We do have one last caller. Let's go ahead and take John in Georgia. Oh, John dropped. Okay, that was that John. Okay. All right, so we don't have another caller. Anyway, it's just remarkable that you do this work, that you can continue to speak about this, and I believe it's because of your strength, because of the way that you, as you say, strength comes from our struggle, and this was probably the greatest struggle that you've ever been through.
Yes, it is, and it's been ongoing. You see, this is so horrific. Who wants to believe it? You know, and the denial, so many doors are shut on this truth. You know, the door's not open because it's supposed to be so wonderful. I was told not too long ago that, it was just recently, after speaking this truth, just as I have to you, well, you know, people receiving these organs, they live. You know, and what a great thing it is. So I would say it again. People are killed for these organs. They are killed in the process of living dissection. This is against their will. They're literally taken captive.
Of course.
And ignorance is slavery. You know, us being unknowledgeable, and they fill this great big void with a big lie, is something that Plato, the ancient philosopher in Greece, he's the one that coined noble lie. And
yeah.
So I find out that there's nothing new under the sun. Truly what the Lord has spoken, it is the truth. When people are ignorant, and I'm ashamed of this, yes. I've been ignorant. I've been ignorant of everything about this, and they will fill this ignorance to lead the masses. And it's the herd mentality. We're not gently guided any longer and held by our great physician. We are just in a herd mentality, and whoever speaks the loudest and has the most money for advertising wins.
Sure.
You know? And the physicians, we have good people in law. Well, to ask them, like Dr. Burns said, to go up against what has already been put in place, and somebody out there will have to correct me if I'm wrong, I cannot find where any transplant surgeon has ever had criminal charges brought against them or malpractice or any of them who has ever had to face charges that they were literally saddled with. And Dr. Byrne, I don't know If you know of anybody who has, in the transplant industry, faced charges and that they have been prosecuted for anything to do with this.
Well, we are aware of transplant surgeons who stopped doing transplants because they acknowledge that the donors are alive. We know that, and yes, there are some cases where doctors have been charged, but it always finds a way that they don't really get charged with the severity of what they've been doing because the system is such that things like that get defended. But that's important. But what's really important is that people realize that the difference between life and death is such that you don't need to have a sophisticated education to know the difference, and anybody can tell the difference, and people ought not be declared dead while they have a beating heart, circulation, and respiration. It's pretty simple. We're talking about life and death, and yes, they have made up this thing that they could declare somebody dead based on non-function of the brain. They don't even know the brain is destroyed the large part of the time, and it's not. But they just observe absence of certain tests that they do, and then that is sufficient to make them an organ donor, and that's what happens. And of course, in Jahai's case, her mother objected to that. So then they embarked on taking away the ventilator that was supporting the vital activity of breathing. The ventilator, by the way, only works in the living person. And the ventilator, so far as the breathing is concerned, it only pushes the air in. It doesn't even take it out. It's the living person that pushes the air out on everybody who's on a ventilator. And Jahai was doing that and is still doing that and doing it quite well. When the, her chest expands very well, anybody can see it expand. And it's her body that contracts to push the air out. If you went to the funeral home, where there was a cadaver, put a tube in the throat, you could attach to the ventilator, the air would go in, but it won't come out. There's clearly a difference between life and death.
Exactly. Well, thank you so very much, Dr. Byrne and Bernice, for being on the program. And that website, again, is lifeguardianfoundation.org. I love you both. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We love you too, Deanna.
We do
thank
love you
for what you do.
Thank you. Bye-bye.